Hello, 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 hello. How y'all doing? Oh, Darth, what a charmer you are.
Anybody mind if I ask a question about the Titan modules? I haven't used any of these. What's the So there's one that's labeled Doomsday, one that's labeled Lance, and one labeled Reaper.
Okay. That's funny. So, we are 1 week into our Great Commission. We are moving. There's one person here who's like, "What? I missed last week. Is something going on?" We are now moving to UALX in Tenerifis. I still haven't figured out how to pronounce it. Teneriffis? Tenerifis? But we are moving to UALX. We are 1 week in, which means that we are essentially 1 week away from leaving Delve. So we have one more week. A lot of you guys are already prepped and anxious to go. I understand that. Some of you guys are still packing up, but that is fine. But we are going to do. We will be in Delve for 1 more week before we move our capital over to Teneriffis. And that includes 49U. So if you're trying to get to 49U, we do have a new channel. It is called Moving. Just move. If you need help moving cargo, that kind of thing to 49U, there are people in the channel Moving, who can help you get it to 49U. If you are just being overwhelmed because you have too much stuff and you need some help, there are some friendly goons in there who can help you. Go ahead and join that channel. If you are able to help people, please join the channel Moving on Jabber. It is Moving on Jabber. I typed it into Elysium. So we've had a very productive week. Everyone getting packed, getting ready, moving their stuff to 49U. We lost two Titans, which, blood for the blood god. I am frankly shocked that that is all we lost as far as Titans go. It has been impressive. Guys, if you are Titan, please exit the channel if you are Titan. We have a lot of Titans here. Yep. Well, it was predictable in that we're gonna lose some Titans. We're gonna lose some keeps. We're gonna lose some freighters. There's no way to do this without that actually happening. If you feel like that's what has to happen, then you're in the wrong game, or at least the wrong alliance, because that was always going to happen. We lost 20 freighters already. Oh no. We moved 1,000, right? Like, this is just cost of doing business. We're going somewhere. Don't get in your feelings about people losing stuff. You have people coming back to the game who have basically forgot how to play. You have people who are out of tune, out of sync. And just remember that the people who most need to hear this are the ones who are the least listening. Like, so this is something. I'll briefly talk about this. When we get a new director on board and they get the ping rights, the first thing they start pinging is, past all, stop losing your shit. Just pay attention, because they think like, oh, we just haven't told them enough. But once you're old and a bitter vet like me, you're like, there's just people who just don't hear, they won't hear, and they never will, and you just have to go with it. So if you're one of those people who cares, if this matters to you in some way, that like, oh no, someone who's not me, you lost a Titan. You just got attitude adjust. There's always going to be people like that, and I just want you guys to know that. Don't like think that you are somehow less because someone lost a jump freighter because they were warping it between structures. Goons will be goons, exactly. That said, if you are listening, please do not warp your Titan between structures. Please do not blind jump to beacons. In fact, by the way, we just turned beacons off. Beacons are now off. Don't warp your freighter between structures. Do not gate your Titan. For heaven's sake, do not go through the 49U gate. That mostly has not been a problem, but we've seen a couple people doing it. Get yourself to 49 TACU. Please remember, for the next week, we do need doctrines. We need doctrines in 1DQ. Rokes, Harpies, CFIs, that kind of thing, those stay in 1DQ. Please do not move those things. You will be given a chance to move them. No one will be left behind. I know some people are panicking. Most of you are not, but there are some people who are really worried about this stuff. You will not be left behind. You know, we have plenty of time. Do not worry. Do not fret. You'll be okay. You don't need to ITL or NOFU things. We're not moving for a week. If you want to move your high-value stuff with them, you can. Send it to UALX. Don't send it to JITA. It is much easier for them to get to UALX. JITA is backed up. But, you know, it's better just to move. Wait for the move ops through the 49 gate. And remember also that 1DQ, the Innominate Palace, will not be unanchoring. And the Innominate Palace won't be unanchoring. The chain to 49U will not be unanchoring. So those are going to stay. Do not worry about those. I know people have been concerned about them. Also, another thing. If you can stock some Harpies in 1DQ, that is something I noticed we're running low on. I realize that is only going to be there for a week, but that would be something the Alliance could use, is if you could stock Harpies in 1DQ so that when we call for them, people can buy them. They're pretty small, so it shouldn't be as much of an issue. Let me go through what else we got here. Some of you guys have been panicking a lot and sending like directors, DMs, and people are really busy. There is a thread. A lot of the questions that are being DM'd to directors have already been asked in the thread. If they have not, I would prefer you ask it in the thread rather than DM a director who is extremely busy right now. We are doing a great endeavor. Will we have more 4.0 to 49 crossings? We'll have a few more of those. But basically we... woof, yes. Was there someone at my door? No, I think we're good. Basically woof, exactly. All right. So I got a lot of questions. I think I covered most of the stuff I wanted to talk about. If you have questions, and I'm sure a lot of you do, please go ahead and ask them, and I will be happy to answer them. But just I want to say overall that I'm really happy with what you guys have been doing so far. The move is going incredibly smoothly as far as, you know, what we plan to lose and what's going to happen. So if there are questions there, I will try to get to them as quickly as I can. How is the directorate never gotten paid the dog tax? You know, I don't really send pictures, but if you want a picture of my dogs, then I'll send it to you. Are tires going to be unlocked for reactions? I have a ton of fuel blocks to burn through. I don't know about that, Zven. I'll try to get that answer for you. Palantine keeps our when. It went backwards, Remy. We had to use a lot of stuff for the move, so we are not as close to it as we were before. I don't know the exact number. I'll try to get that to you. Can we get Brave future owners more involved in answering questions about Delve? I don't even understand what that means. They maybe their space, and they're just trying to figure out their move too. So, but you know, it's their space. It's not something that you should be really worried about because we're moving out of here. Normal freight go to 49 TAC via Titan. Yes, Bird the Godless. Great question. Yes, move your freight to 49 TAC. We will be moving it in a week. We will move out of here through 49 in a week. So you need to get over this week over to 49 TAC-U. There is a Titan bridge chain on Keepstars. It is totally safe if you're not messing things up. So no problem. Would you agree that hot dogs are a form of taco? Yeah, that is a sort of an American taco, isn't it? Can we claim fuel for the move, or should we purchase our own? You can, yes, you can request fuel. Move ops from UTAC-U. We have already done most of those, Cyan Blackadder. I think there will be one or two more. What about caps in UTAC-U? At this point, if you have not moved them, you probably should just leave them there and get them to UALX. We'll try to get you guys. If you're on the other side of 4.0, we'll try to get you into 49 in the coming days. Is there a list of doctrines to stay longer in 1DQ? So basically all doctrines should be in 1DQ right now, except for Raven Navies and Ferox Navies, which are in UALX. Everything else should be in 1DQ. In a week, those should move to 49U, and we'll move them via gates to 49U. So if your cap is already there, it is fine. Then you can move your doctrine on foot. Yes, if you are going on holiday, there will be move ops after the 28th. Yes, there will be move ops for months from here on out. So do not worry about, like, I will be left behind. You do not need to rush ahead because there will be move ops to catch up. Yes, Control Alt Delve will be staying in Delve. How many times before enemy runs out of MNC space state before they start to retake when we arrive in UALX? Yeah, they've been hitting the low ADM systems. We'll just flip those back once we move in. It's not a concern at all. Zentron, Australian time zone move ops. We've been running them. We will run more, yes. Control to Niferous. We have not figured that out yet. We're leaving that to figure out down the line. If you were sending me a text message on Mumble, you should send it on. Elysium. It is in Jabber. The channel is Elysium. We do not have a clever name for a future cat. Does anything worry you, Asher? Says Ahuntathor. Does anything worry me? Not really. No, I think everything's going really good. Our meetings leading up to this were very hectic, extremely hectic. Our meetings since we've done it have been very calm. So things are going probably better than expected in most ways. We expect to lose things. I am not worried about losing things. That is not a concern. Keeps, Titans, whatever, freighters. This is just the cost of doing business. This was as soon as we crossed the Rubicon, that was going to happen, right? But those are things that are going to happen. We're not worried about it. Castle Riss is a move op. Yes, we will be doing an Marlin move op. Feet picks when? My only feet is very expensive. Am I okay with 5 hurricanes? These trees keep falling, but they haven't got me yet. Please do not talk about politics in Elysium. We have people from all around the world. It is a time-tested rule. Just don't bring up politics. If you and your political buddy want to fight over something, you are more than welcome to do so in private. CSM stuff next week. Yeah, we have, that's been pretty much mapped out. It's pretty much figured out. But we're not talking about it because the move is going on right now. We will bring it up when it's getting closer to voting time. So here's a question that I'm getting a lot. When are we going to get some Euro time zone freighter FCs, please? So we have move ops in every single time zone, and they have been going in every single time zone. Now, they might not have hit you, but we've been running a lot. We will be continuing running a lot. So just keep your eyes open. Read your pings. They will be going out.
Check chat, Asher.
We're all good?
Yep.
We're done?
Yeah, confirmed.
Seven?
Yep.
All right, 7 keeps our scooped while this was going on, baby. Good job. All right, so we just had a major op going. We just pulled up 7 keep stars. 7 of 7, didn't lose one. Well done. Well done, guys. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Awesome. Yeah, so we've been planning that earlier today. Good job. So about like 5 minutes ago, someone's like, "Hey, Asher, you know you have a Titan in this cube." I'm like, "Yeah, so what?" They're like, "Well, it's unanchoring in 5 minutes." I'm like, "Oh, okay, maybe I should undock and not get asset safetied." Yeah. I was the distraction. You guys gonna ask me questions and while the important people did stuff. Well done. GSOL recruit for a big move up. GSOL won't be doing any recruiting right now, I don't think. You don't recruit during the major thing, you recruit before it or after it. When is Brave going to take Delve? That'll be up to them mostly. That's like a behind the scenes thing, but we will mostly be leaving in a week in the sense that our capital will be changing in 1 week. Thanks to our GSOL dudes for being amazing and scooping. Next time we do this, a move like this could be structured as a competitive race. What a great, great idea. Death Race 2025. Death and RA says, any details you can provide for the reasoning of this move? Like a good idea, but I'm curious. Yeah, so I want to cover this last week, but I'm happy to talk about this again. I think the most important thing, there's basically 3 points, but most important points are, first off, when we moved to Delve, we were obviously, this is a long time ago, so this was 2016, we were much smaller than we were. We had just gone through a war of extinction. The people who were allied with us in what was then, I guess it was Imperium at that point, not CFC, but our allies had essentially, most of them had abandoned us. You know, FCON was a member, they had abandoned us. CO2 had backstabbed us. Executive Outcomes. If some of you are going, who? It is kind of funny that the people who stayed with us all still exist. The people who abandoned or left us are dead, right? So I think about that one a lot. But we moved down here. We moved to Delve. We did Quirius Fight Club for 3 years, which basically just let alliances who wanted to get started in Null live in Quirius and get used to it. And then, you know, spread out from there. And So we didn't even use Quirius, right? And then Red Alliance lived in period basis. And what happened was, as we grew back again, as we expanded, we had people grow around us. We had alliances join us. We had allies join us. We had new people join us. And they started existing in a shell around us. And that doesn't really make sense, does it? It doesn't make sense for people who are smaller than us to be the ones that are essentially the vanguard. And so I've always felt it was weird that goons are in the center of the empire and not on the front. So that's reason number one, on the front. Reason number two is Delve is a great region. Delve is not a great region after these changes for an alliance of the size of goons. It is too small for an alliance this big. CCP has basically said you cannot live in one region anymore. If you are our size. In 2013, we did the Fountain War against Test, and that was because of OTEC. OTEC was, maybe this was 2014, but either way, OTEC was our moon monopoly on Technetium, where we basically made a lot of money, and CCP broke the monopoly. And so we had to get more moons to make more money. This is a similar situation. Time is a flat circle once you play Eve. So it is more space. It is better space for us. And it's at the front. Like, these are the important things to talk about. Okay, so those are basically the reasons. I wanted to cover that for those of you who missed it. If you have questions and I did not answer them because I wasn't reading your chat during that little speech, so go ahead and throw them in again. As far as a fleet doctrine, what should line members' primary focus to be useful? Do you mean like to train for or to have in 1DQ? Kazavop says, Storytime podcast when? So I'm working on a Eve history video, Kazavop. So not too long, actually. How much Magic the Gathering have you played in the last months while being totally absent from Eve? That's a great question. I mean, that's all I do, basically. What should we focus on seeding the new market other than Doctrine ships? I don't know that there is one particular thing that you should focus on or not. I think that you should just, you know, focus on what you can do. Make money, be useful, that kind of thing.
I'll interject on that. If you guys have Topes sitting around in some random hangar somewhere, Topes are selling pretty good right now.
So that neat guy, I still don't understand your question totally, but you should have ships in Windyq, just Rokes, Harpies, CFIs, and then in UALX, Raven Navies, and Ferox Navies. If you're looking for a training priority, I would probably say Ferox Navy and Raven Navy are probably the one and two right now. Black Flag War HQ killing it? Probably not in the plans right now. Could be. Future plans, maybe. Durin Sunsteel. Asher, do you play 40k? If so, what faction? I'm not a nerd, Durin Sunsteel, so I do not play 40k. Sorry. Jeremy Joringer says, Asher, thank you for your service. Must be hard work during these times. I appreciate that. I'd like to say that it is mostly our directorate, our volunteers. Remember that there are people who volunteer to play this game and pay money to help you out. So they are paying $20 a month to your DM out spaceship video game. I want you guys to keep that in mind when you're pissed about some ratting right or something. This is all, everyone here is a volunteer. No one is getting paid. In fact, they're paying their money that they get from their job or from selling their feet pics to answer your questions. It's good to keep that in mind. So thank you to all of them. That's the people I want to thank. Given the bigger space and the capital near border, will there be more than one market and new home? Probably not in Cursa. We don't really think that multiple markets make sense in almost any way. Having a focused market seems to be the better way to do it. Is the fire site still going? Yes, it is. Essential question. What is your favorite EDH commander deck? I have a 5-color Kumball deck where I made custom tokens for like all their cards. It's very cool. I'll tell you about it sometime if you want to hear about it, Wicked. No, I'm not a nerd. Are we in cahoots with AO? I don't even know who AO is. Someone's really concerned about AO. I don't know who they are. CSM stuff when? Probably starting next week. Will super ratting be authorized in the new space? So that's a good question. It's something we haven't 100% crystallized on. We have a lot of people sort of in both camps. I think we might do it exploratorily. We'll see. The answer is future plans. We'll see. Basically, what we are focused on right now is getting everyone to the new home, and then we will expand from there. We have debated somewhat endlessly every question like this. And the answer will be, it depends, and we'll see. And that's not always a fun answer to say. It's not always definitive, but it is something we're going to find out, be the answer. I will try carrier ratting again. You know, I wouldn't recommend it, but you can. Can't stop you. You know, you'll probably be moderately safer than you are in Delph, but it still won't be the best. Definitely do it under Beehive, though. That is going to be important. Any thoughts on Miami being ranked number 6 but not having a single ranked opponent on their schedule? And now you're just trying to trigger me. When can we start gating through the regional, asked Max Mayfield. We will start gating next weekend, Max. Next weekend. We are staying in 49 and 1DQ until then. If somebody answers this question about refineries and production facilities, oh, you mean in the new system? We probably will not, not for a week. Yes, not for a week. The most important question, how are you, Asher? Are you happy? There's been a lot of questions about my well-being. I feel like goons are caring too much about me. I normally just get, you know, mean complaint letters. Thank you for asking. I'm doing well. I like the idea of hobby block up. CVA has some space. Is it still going on? I used to be it. I think CVA still exists, yes. Do we have Skyhook set up in UALX? Yes, we have some. When can we expect the refinery in UALX? Soon after the move. Nita Blade says, Asher, your posting is bad and you should feel bad. Is that better? Yes, thank you. No, there are still trees that could fall on me. Do not worry. Goon soon or CCP soon? Yeah, Goon soon, Terriel. We'll have it up relatively quickly once we get there. What system is being used for Beehive in Impasse? Are we okay to move Redeemers? Do not remove Redeemers. Redeemers need to be in 1DQ. Very important. Will the Matani return when we get to the new location? No, the Matani will not return. Matani. Are hostile Pokos the new space clear to engage? Yes, George Phillips. Great question. Kill them. In our space, kill them. How can we make PanFam really angry? This is a really simple question. Show up to fleets to go and attack them. There will be a lot of those. Thanks for the bit about the 49 to 407 regional. I've been getting anxious about thinking about that 5-hour single U.S. time zone session while I'm asleep. Yeah, we will get you across it. Yeah, Redeemers are important, says Toasterdream. Herf them. We love them. Those are all true. What happens if CCP adds NPC stations within range of us? What will you do? So there are NPC stations in range of us in some places. I'd be somewhat surprised if they add them. Even for CCP, that would be pretty blatant. Is there a clear indicator at where the boundary of our space would be? I don't think we released like a map, but it's essentially where the iHubs are. The bads are coming in and taking some low ADM ones that we're going to take back once we get up there, but it'll be pretty obvious. Asher, can you tell me why people jump the regional? Yeah, a couple of reasons, Dectanium. First off, they get impatient. Second off, they are worried they miss something and they try to just solve the problem. Some people get a nervous itch in their brain. And if they don't scratch it, then it just stays there. And that is why a lot of impulsive behavior comes from. And so they have this impulse, I need to get me across this regional. And because it bothers them, they do it themselves. And the consequences of dying are worse than the consequences in their mind of not scratching that itch. Impulsive behavior. Are we splitting Teneferiers with only fleets? We have an image of the boundary for goons who can't read. Yes, so Rose, you have cottoned on to an important thing. It is basically two regions in a trench coat. If you remember how Declan was really long, so is Tenerifus. It is really long, and we basically said we do not want to have this bottom part that is way away. So we are not holding the bottom of it, and that is intentional. We have an irrational fear of abandonment. Well, Joshua Darkhammer, I would say your fear is probably not irrational. What do we do with all that heavy water? Someone else can answer that. What is the question that no one has asked, but that you wish that someone would? I think I can ask just about every possible question in these firesides. Do you have any impulsive behaviors? No, I can't think of any. Maybe.
Trees.
Yeah. Trees have an impulse to fall in my house. Will Mr. V's crewer be moved or will it remain in Delve? It is already ready to go and packed up. Do you have ingrown toenails? What the hell kind of question is that? I don't, but why would you ask that? Can we hold your bottom? Is this like a... Am I being harassed? Do I need to contact the beekeepers? Do you prefer Big Spoon or Small Spoon? What's going on here? Who's doing this? I do not... Do you play a digital MTG, says Moonlight Member. Or, sorry, Myrner. I have a thread. I play on the Cock. It is a free-to-play client. If you want to join us, you can. There is a thread in other games on the forums. Can you be the dungeon master of my gaming group? Ralph Drake, I told you I'm not a nerd. I actually have never played Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know how to play it. I probably played 10 hours of Baldur's Gate 2, if that counts. What's your biggest kink answering dumb questions on the fireside? Edible Douche says, when should we expect to be pushed deeper in the drone lands after we settle? That is a future plans question. Xanos Zelos. Did you just say play on the cock? Yes, I did. That is the truth. Do you lick fish sticks? I don't get it. Dave Archer says, fuck off. You are a nerd. That is aggressive.
But also, everybody, he did not say Dave was wrong. He just said he was being aggressive.
Yeah, that's true. All right. What other questions we got here that are not about kinks? Could we repeat to not fuck goon markets for ACL Snowflake? Yeah, so people who are, you know, goon fucking are being put on the ACL or being kicked. So we are being extra, you know, vigilant about that right now. Structures in new regions, they will be going down once we get there. A sumo commentary live stream? I could probably do that sometime. What is an ACL access control list? That is how some things in the game are allowed or disallowed. Yeah, Logarm, I actually got it. I was just, you know, playing along with the joke. What is ADM? Activity defense multiplier? It's how systems are defended. There's a lot of systems without our SOB. Will it be fixed soon? Do you mean like in all of the game? Status of the local south of us, only fleets boss, scan, stack in, etc. I think we're pretty familiar with most of them. I don't think any of them are outright hostile to us, so I think we're just going to just sort of play it by ear. Goonfuckery, is this some kind of second chance thing, or do you get kicked out? It depends, Bird. Depends on if it feels like you were intentional or accidental and how big you did it. Are there any anger management coachings offered by Atrium? That would be a good course to take. Is Northern Freight still a thing? Yes, it is. Are we allowed to anchor POSs in new space? That's a great question. Involves Aurelian. You may. You may anchor a POS in the new space. We'll be allowed to attack our neutral neighbors. So we're going to keep our current policy where we will have a list of, you know, who you can attack their structures. If you see them in space, you will be allowed to attack them. Is it true that sparkling water is too spicy for you? You wrote the wrong kind of two, Dave, but I really do not like sparkling water. So I guess it is too spicy for me. I prefer it flat or still. Can I use dreads to bash Pocos? If you want your dread to die, sure. I like that image, and it's good. I prefer spring water. What's your favorite hot sauce? I like ketchup, yeah. Since you're going to keep pinging me this, Tier Miz, can we just blame Ellie Mae? Sure. Ellie Mae, what have you done? Any thoughts on the upcoming CSM 19 vote for Eve? Anything we need to know? Yes, death and Dadare. What you need to know is vote early, vote often, and vote exactly what the state tells you. The more people who vote our ticket, the better it goes. We will release the ticket. When will you run for CSM? Unlikely I will. Oh, is it 5 days from now? I thought it was like 10 days from now, Kaz. So I am off. All right, well, we will throw out the pings.
Yeah, I had to check, but it looks like it's on the 17th it starts. So coming up this Thursday.
All right, we'll send out pings. But it will be going on during the next fireside. Can we get Bofa D's Nuts fan club sig? I don't even think that's very funny, but, you know, I read it for you. All right, friends, any other questions before we go? Will we have access to the Wendy Hugh market once Brave takes space to sell the minerals that we don't want to move? Yes, that we should have access to it in one way or another. But I think we might. It's sort of a TBD thing. We need to work that with Brave. Do you love us? Most of the time. Not a question, but a request. Please have a good weekend. I'm being gaslit here. I don't know what's going on. Why are you guys being so nice to me? Do I have something on my face? Is it because of the dog? That must be it. Ooh, this is a good one, says Darth Killit. Is it better to rule through love or fear? I think that's a great question. That's something that, you know, you need to think about. I think too much of either one is bad, actually. I would say mostly love with a little fear. But mostly fear with a little love works, too. You can't have 100% of either. Is it a big dog or a small dog? It is three dogs. One is 110 pounds, one is 70, and one is 35. So, pretty big. All right. I think we've answered all the questions. Great job this week, guys. And we will be here one more week. So make sure you get your stuff moved to 49U. Do not panic. Do it safely. Have an excellent week. I will see you all next week. Zoe, to answer your question, the palace will not be changing name. It will be the Innomina Palace until it is unanchored or destroyed. And there are no plans to unanchor it. So.